With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Keystone XL pipeline might be revived, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
During talks at the White House this past week, Canadian Prime Minister Carney raised the prospect of reviving the Keystone XL pipeline project with President Trump. That's according to a Canadian government official. The project was killed 4 years ago after Joe Biden canceled the permit. The pipeline was to transport crude from Western Canada to Nebraska. The Canadian official says Donald Trump was receptive to the idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's back to work tomorrow for Wall Street, with many wondering whether the market's recent gains are a thing of the past.
A renewal of U.S.-China trade tensions dealt a body blow to the stock market on Friday. The Dow plunged almost 880 points for a loss of close to 2%. The Nasdaq fell 3.5%. The S&P tumbled more than 2.5%. China's newly announced restrictions on rare earth materials exports and President Trump's threat of 100% tariffs on Chinese imports in response to what he calls a hostile act sent the market into a tailspin. Rich Thomason, Washington.
In case you're wondering, the market will be open on Columbus Day. Estonia has temporarily closed a road that passes through Russian territory after reports of Russian soldiers standing there. Estonia's public broadcaster reporting this morning the closure has taken place after border guards observed a larger-than-usual Russian unit in the vicinity. The Estonian border agency says the closure of the Saste Boot is necessary for public safety. British police have arrested two men on suspicion of murder after former Lost Prophets singer Ian Watkins was stabbed to death in a northern English prison. Watkins was serving a 29-year sentence for child sex offenses. This is SRN News. The stakes in Supreme Court elections in Pennsylvania next month are very much like those in Wisconsin last spring. Partisan control of the highest court in a crucial presidential swing state. In November, Pennsylvania voters will decide whether three state Supreme Court justices, all Democrats, should keep their seats on a court that has been at the center of pivotal fights over hot-button social issues. The court currently has a 5-2 Democratic majority, so an across-the-board loss for Democrats on Election Day could leave the panel in a partisan 2-2 stalemate for 2 years before replacements can be selected. A former Wyoming library director fired amid an uproar over inappropriate books in the children's section will be paid $700,000 after settling a lawsuit. Terry Leslie was fired as the library system director in Campbell County in 2023, 2 years into the book dispute at the library in Gillette. Amongst the books subjected to, This Book is Gay by Juno Dawson. This is SRN News. A Florida dog proves to be an elderly woman's best friend.
Eeyore the dog is now a hero after leading a Florida sheriff's deputy to a missing 86-year-old woman after her husband reported her missing when she didn't return from her walk. Deputies spotted Eeyore in the road.
Baby, where's your mama?
The dog led Deputy Miller to a nearby spot where the woman had fallen.
He came up to your car. Mm-hmm.
She was amazed that Eeyore rescued her.
I'm not even his owner. I'm his grandmother.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
As the woman waited to be taken to the hospital, the dog did not even leave her side.
Grandma loved you.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The woman had some minor injuries, but she's doing okay. Today is Sunday, October the 12th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including broadcast journalist Chris Wallace. He's 78 years old. This is SRN News.